Hey, welcome to the Philly Press Box Radio Eagles pregame show. We're live from Bucket Tavern and Taps in Tampa, Florida, with the largest Eagles fan group in the South, Philly of the South. Our broadcast is brought to you by www.shopforkisses.org, the online shopping network of the Kisses for Kyle Foundation. I'm Bill Furman. I'll be your host today, along with my partner, Jim Chetchesco, who is with us from New Jersey. And first-time guest, Juan Trasta, hailing from Delran, New Jersey, and longtime Eagles fan, Mitch Chambers. Jet Buckets is some kind of place. There are 42 TVs. We're surrounded by Eagles green, and all the staples of Philly are here.
Sounds like fun, Bill, and I've said this before. Other than the playoffs, there's nothing like week one of the NFL and cheering on your favorite team. So I'm not surprised that it's a rowdy crowd down there at Buckets.
Yeah, we're going to be talking with Mike Blount, the founder of the South Eagles Fan Club. We'll also hope to talk to Tampa Swoop as well. And on top of that, our good friend and sponsor, Bob Sullivan, shopforkisses.org, has made the trip to Tampa as well. We'll try to catch a word with him a little later on in the show.
Sounds like we've got a good, full, fun hour to take everyone right on up to kickoff time.
Yeah, and welcome to your first Philly Press Box radio show. There's no better way of doing it than an Eagle all over.
Guys, it's an honor to be part of today's team from Bucket Tavern, the Philly from the South. I'm looking forward to it. I can tell you, it's a health crowd here. All well-dressed Philly Eagle fans.
Yeah, www.shopforkisses.org, online, moment, and 929-477-2855. Feel free to call throughout the show. All opinions are welcome. Respectful of other people's opinions. Again, for those that might want to offer a comment but don't want to call, go to the Philly Press Box Facebook page and send a personal message, and we'll do our best to get your comment or question on the show. I got to start out, guys, by saying that I don't remember there being so much excitement before a season, other than all the way back when T.O. was here and ended up going to the Super Bowl. The fans are really fired up this year. And Chet, Jacksonville Jaguars, the first Jags offense finished ranked 31st to 32 last season. So they used the draft to bolster their offense, getting quarterback by four. The first pick qualified wide receivers, Marquise Lee from USC, now Robinson. Penn State, but Chief starts to be Chad Henne at the helm, and Toby Gerhart is the featured back for the Jags, while Robinson is listed as second team on the depth chart.
Yeah, really surprised by the decision to start Henne instead of Bortles, given that the Jags are obviously not a playoff contender. But I guess Gus Bradley is going to follow Andy Reid's blueprint from back in 1999 when Big Red drafted Donovan McNabb but then let him sit behind career backup Doug Peterson for 8 or 9 games before allowing him to start. I'm sure we will see Bortles in there sometime in October or early November. And they do have Toby Gerhart now as their featured back. Meanwhile, their top wide receiver, Cecil Shorts, is out with an injury. Two other guys, Justin Blackman and Ace Sanders, are out with suspension. So it'll be a very young and inexperienced receiver core for the Jags today, with rookie Marquise Lee likely a go-to guy right away. I want to see what he can do. The Penn Stater Robinson, meanwhile, has battled a hamstring problem the entire preseason, but I believe he is going to play today. And keep an eye also on undrafted wide receiver, the free agent Alan Hearns out of the University of Miami. He apparently had a very good preseason, so Hearns is going to get a lot of playing time as well. So lots of guys to watch on the Jags offense today, even without those guys who are not going to be active.
Hey, the Jaguars defense is led by former Penn State All-American Paul Bosley, who finished second in the NFL in 2013. But they ranked 27th overall in the NFL last season. Can they do anything to stop the Eagles' offense?
I don't see them stopping the Eagles today at all. I think if I'm them, I try to take the play out and have Foles and the rest of the receivers try to beat them. It's not going to happen. I think it's the blowout. I don't think it works. I also don't think the Jags have any threat at all on offense.
Chad, what are your thoughts potentially high-flying Eagles offense?
Well, even with DeSean Jackson gone, they're going to be a whole lot of fun to watch and a real headache for defensive coordinators. Jeremy Maclin's back and, we hope, healthy. Darren Sproles is now an Eagle, and I really want to see him and Shady out there together. That could be a whole lot of fun. You know that I love what second-year tight end Zach Ertz brings to the table. I think he is a future Pro Bowl guy. And rookie Jordan Matthews looks to be the real deal. And who knows what new tricks Chip Kelly will unveil in his second year. So, bottom line, I can't wait to watch and see what this offense might do this year. They could set some records again this year.
Well, I still have some real concerns about the Eagles' defense, their ability to rush the passer. I don't think it will hurt them today because I just think
defense is definitely better than last year, Bill. I know you're not real high on some of the linebackers, but I like a lot of those guys. I mean, Connor Barwin's good. D'Amico Ryan's okay. Michael Kendricks could have a breakout year. Of course, you got Trent Cole and Brandon Graham available to rush the passer, also depending on where they line up. Malcolm Jenkins is going to help improve the secondary, maybe even make Nate Allen a better player. The key, of course, for me is going to be getting the pass rush. I don't know where they're going to get that from. I mean, yeah, Trent Cole is going to get some pressure. He did last year in the second half of the year. I want to see Vinny Curry out there a little more, although he's more of a 4-3 guy than a 3-4. Fletcher Cox will help clog up the middle. I think the defense is definitely a work in progress, but it's certainly going to be better than it was last year. So, you know, hopefully they'll improve their ranking from, what was it, 29th in the league overall, maybe to a top 20 defense. If we get that combined with the high-powered offense, I think this team will definitely win at least 10 or 11 games.
Well, you know, I want to agree with you, Jed, on the defense, but I'm just still not seeing quite as much of improvement as I'd like to see. You know, the front seven really hasn't changed any. You know, I'm not real big on Trent Cole rushing the quarterback from the upright position. I like him much better with his hand on the ground. The DBs, I think, you know, they have to be better, but in order to become a top 15 defense, I just think there's a whole lot of work to be done. Marcus Smith does not look like he's off to a great start. Probably not going to help them a whole lot, at least early on. So, you know, I have a real concern yet about the defense, but I don't think that's going to affect us today because I just don't think Jacksonville's got enough firepower to do anything with it. But I sure would like to see some improvement defensively, if we're going to compete, as we saw the other night, the Seattle Seahawks are loaded. If we're going to play at that level, you know, we've got to be able to get that defense checked up a lot better than, you know, than what we are right now, I think.
Well, it's going to be a long season, Bill, so, you know, hopefully things will do a little better defensively than what you think. You know, Bill Davis, I was a little questionable about him when he was hired last year as the defensive coordinator, but the defense did get better, certainly, as the season went on, and hopefully with, you know, guys now more familiar with his system, that they will continue to improve this year. The secondary's got to be better. We know that. And with everybody else having played together, most of them anyway, for, you know, a full year now, I think they're going to be better too. So give them a chance, and we shall see. There could be some high-scoring games, but as long as we're on the higher end of that score, that's fine.
Well, I'm still with you, and, you know, I hope we're getting better, but time will tell. Time will tell. Time will tell next Monday night when we roll into Indianapolis and have to see Andrew Luck on Monday Night Football. That'll be quite a challenge for the Birds.
Oh, yeah.
right. While we're here, we want to take a second to thank our sponsor, ShopForKisses.org, the online shopping network of the Kisses for Kyle Foundation. Our friend Bob Sullivan made the trek down here from Philadelphia this weekend to be with us. He had his low five tickets in Section 105 that he actually sold to a friend so that he could come down and mix it up here with a couple of first Eagles fans at the tavern. And we'd like to thank him for that. You can go onto their website at www.shopforkisses.org. You can become connected to over 3,000 stores, all the big stores you already shop at. Every purchase made gives you cash back, and each purchase benefits the Kisses for Kyle Foundation, which helps families dealing with childhood cancer throughout the Delaware Valley. If you have any questions, Bob is here. He's roaming around at a one. About the foundation, about the Shop for Kisses program. I see him up at the far end of the building right now. He's roaming around, and we appreciate him for doing that. My listeners on www.shopforkisses.org, phone lines are open at 929-477-2855. So feel free to call throughout the show. And I wanted to ask you, special teams for just a minute. And, you know, everybody in Philadelphia is excited about the move to release Alec Henry and keep Cody Parkey. Parkey obviously had a great preseason, last game of the preseason that won him the job. But what's your thought, good or bad? Is Henry is ranked fourth in NFL history in
Bill. Well, it's a bit of a gamble for sure, Bill, but even if Parkey doesn't work out, I like that Chip made the move to find out. Parkey's clearly got a stronger leg than Henry. We saw him boot those 53 and 54-yard field goals in the last preseason game, and he should create more touchbacks with his kickoffs, which is important. So I do like the move. And again, even if Parkey flops, you can always seem to find another kicker on the waiver wire. So I'm fine with the move. I'm glad that Chip did it. It was a bit of a surprise maybe to some people, but when he did kick those two long field goals, I think that sealed the deal. So I hope it works out the way we all hope it does. But, again, yeah, I'm very happy with the move.
All right. Well, I am too. I think you lose games in games, and why not, you know. Obviously, the pressure was on Henry, and he did not come through. So, you know, people are walking there. I'm with him all the way. Let's try to get better than that. All right. Okay, Virginia, we want to welcome to our show Richard, who is a member of the club here, is director, I believe, and he is also our friend Tampa Swoop on the Facebook page. So, Richard, spend a minute, if you would, and tell the listeners and tell the people here at the club what you guys have going on.
Greetings from Tampa. This is Richard. I'm the social media director for Philly the South Eagles Fan Club. We're at phillythesouth.com. Our Facebook page is Tampa Swoop. Our local Facebook page for Tampa Bay Philadelphia Eagles fans is exactly that. Tampa Bay Philadelphia Eagles fans. Today is game one. We're really excited. We have folks here from the Tri-County area visiting today. We're anticipating several hundred people. It is probably about 75 to 100 right now. We have some special things planned for today, raffles, and we also have a face painter here for the kids and for the fans, even the Bucs fans. We treat them right. We're going to have this face painter here for this game at 4 o'clock. And we're excited. The season's starting. Game four, we have another great announcement to make that John Young, I'm sure familiar with, the Eagles Super fan, the flying man, is joining us. And our special guest on that day will be paying a tribute to Jerome Brown. number 99, and his family will be joining us so we can dedicate a tribute to his honor.
Good deal. There was all kinds of activity out front. There was probably already 50 people in the building, all dressed in green. I don't know how many large screen TVs there are in here. I can't count them all. I can't see them all. But there's,
yeah, 42.
There's a 42 total TVs, and they're big, and they're all ready to watch Eagles football.
So we're excited. We appreciate the opportunity to be here with Bill and his counterparts, and we're looking forward to taking care of the Jaguars today.
Well, Richard, we thank you for you guys for having us over, and this is really cool stuff. So we're going to enjoy our day, and we're going to talk with a few more of your guys as we go here, I think, before kickoff. So appreciate you stopping by, and again, thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining the Bucket Tap and Tavern.
All right. Chad, I'll tell you what, this place is hopping, man. You feel like you could be down the corner from Lincoln Financial Field right now.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time and a great atmosphere down there. Wish I could be there.
Hey, it's only a plane ride away, buddy.
One of these weeks.
Yeah, oh, I hear you. Well, hey, wanted to bounce around a little bit with you guys. What did you think about Jason Pierre-Paul's comment the other day that the Giants are the team to beat in the NFC? And what do you think? You know, Jay, you and I have talked about this whole NFC deal throughout the preseason, but now it's game time. Now it's money time. What have you changed any of your thoughts?
Well, I guess it worked for Jimmy Rollins in 2007, so Pierre Paul decided to give it a shot. But, I mean, they're certainly not the team to beat. The Eagles are clearly the team to beat. They're the defending division champions, and I'm pretty sure that most experts would tell you that they have the most talent. So to say the Giants are the team to beat, that's a bit of a stretch, but, you know, maybe it's going to help motivate his teammates. We shall see. But, yeah, it's a bit of a stretch, if you ask me.
We will be back on Tuesday to a college football.
Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate that.